Okay, talking this afternoon with Henry Fleming of Bloomington. Okay, now you were just telling me where you were born. Let's rehash that again.
Okay, I was born in Vesey, Oklahoma, in 1931.
Your family had come in from?
Yeah, we came. My parents came from southern Russia via Batum, Constantinople, to Kansas, where Dad had relatives who had come over in the 1890s, I guess.
Oh.
So that's when they came over.
Okay. So 1930 is kind of late, coming from Russia.
No, they came in 1921.
Oh.
Before the mass migration.
Well, just before.
Just before that. They sort of bought their way out via Batum, and that's what they came via Batum then. Hmm. And Dad's, I think his second cousin, sent them money. Dad wrote a letter to his relatives in USA. I think he knew that they were living in North Dakota or South Dakota. Anyway, to make a long story short, they got money from them, and they came to Kansas, where they farmed for a while, and then they moved to Oklahoma, where I came on the scene. Then but mother's parents were parents and relatives, siblings were all in Ontario, and the depression was there, and drought, and dust bowl, and the cotton fields dried up. So they came to Canada, and I believe that was in 1934, 35, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where did they settle?
Here in Ontario.
Yeah.
We settled in Leamington, or near Leamington, on the 8th Concession, which is near Blythewood.
Oh yeah, up north there.
And we stayed there for 3 years. And then we came to this farm in 1939 and have lived ever since.
Mm. You have land here yet?
We have 50 acres here.
Oh, yeah. So what do you got on there?
Soybeans.
Oh, yeah.
Soybeans. Mm. Okay, so I, being the youngest one in the family, I was designated to farm this farm, which I did until 12 years ago. Then I went into the teaching profession. We had dairy cattle. Dad had a dairy cattle here, a dairy farm. I continued it, but it was too small to continue. So, and I had always liked school anyway. So that was an opportunity to sell the dairy farm and go back to school.
So then you got a degree in?
Well, I could teach. I had grade 13, so I took 1 year of teacher's college while we still had the dairy farm, and that sort of tided us over for the year that I was at teacher's college, and then I got a job in teaching in Romney Central School, which is in Kent County, just 12 miles down the road.
Mm-hmm.
We then sold the farm, and I've been in teaching ever since. I started teaching in 1966, in the fall of 66, so I've been at it 12 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I finished my 12th year teaching.
You're still teaching?
I'm still in the education, yes. I'm principal of a school.
Oh. How long have you been principal?
11 years.
1 year teaching, and then?
I was at the right place at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
After 1 year of teaching, the principal was moved, or he moved. He got another position. And I was fortunate enough to get the principalship there, and I was there until 2 years ago.
Oh.
And then they moved me to another school.
Where are you now?
At Merlin Area Public School.
Hmm.
But I've been moved again, although I'm going to Chatham next year.
Chatham? Are you moving from here?
No.
Then? You're going to drive?
I'll drive.
How far is that?
35 miles.
Oh, my. I don't envy you that.
Well, that's where they put me.
Yeah. Okay, that gives us a little bit of background,
yeah,
as to your setting and where you
are. Yeah, well, while I was teaching, I got my degree, and I got my master's ed.
So, okay. Oh, good.